أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به ثمرات مختلفا ألوانها ومن الجبال جدد بيض وحمر مختلف ألوانها وغرابيب سود. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke of the difference between the blind one and the sighted one. That there is a clear distinction and difference, the two can never be equal. Allah spoke of the difference between darkness and light, the difference between shade and the heat of the sun. Allah spoke of the fact that the living, the believers, can never be equal to the dead, the disbelievers. Allah spoke of certain titles that the Prophet ﷺ enjoys and certain responsibilities that Allah had placed upon him. Allah referred to him as a Bashir, a giver of good news, and a carrier of glad tidings, wa nadhira, and at the same time he is a warner, warning people about the evil consequences of the deeds and what they may face in Akhirah. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayah number 27 of Surah Fatir, He says, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Do you not see that Allah has sent down water from the sky? Time and again Allah calls upon us to ponder over this phenomenon. The falling of rain and the sending down of rain from the sky, from the heavens. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we brought forth and we produced through the water different types of fruits. مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا. Having different colors, different types of fruits. And these fruits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said they have different types of color. In fact, one fruit sometimes has different color. One fruit sometimes goes through different stages of colors. So at one point it has a certain color, and then at another stage it has a different color, and then eventually at the last stage it has a different color. Then there is the color outside of the fruit, and then there's the color that is within the fruit. Sometimes completely two different colors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us and calling upon us to ponder over this and think about this and consider this, that how is it from that water, there's no color, colorless water, no color whatsoever. The seed, it had absolutely no color, or perhaps it has a color, but the color of the seed, you don't see it in the fruit. The soil is brown in color or reddish in color. You don't find the color of the soil in the fruit. Then the tree. But when that fruit comes out, it comes out with a unique color. Where did that color come from? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chose that this particular fruit will have this color, and that fruit will have that color, and this vegetable will have this color. All of this. These are such simple things that we take so lightly, but when we ponder over it, it has the potential to increase within us our love for Allah, recognition for Allah, and most of all, appreciation for the bounties of Allah. Allah says, وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدِ. And from the mountain, in the mountains you have tracks, جُدَدِ. Judad has different meanings. It's the plural of Judda. Judda means a track. So when a person goes on a hike, for example, he follows a certain track, a pathway. So that is Judad. Judad could also mean different segments and different parts, different areas of the mountains. Allah says in the mountains there are these Judad, these segments, these parts, or these tracks. Bidun, some are white. Wahumrun, some are red. Mukhtalifan alwanuha, different colors. وَغَرَابِي وَسُودِ. Some are extremely black in color. This also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about colors over here. In these ayat, the colors that are found in fruits, and then the different colors that are found in land itself, mountains specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of over here. Certain parts of the world, when you study the mountains, subhanallah, and you study the tracks and different parts of the mountains and different segments of the mountains, you see this. Some are white, some are red, different colors, some extremely black. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these colors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in these different creations of His. Today for us to make one color, how much time it takes, how much effort, how many different ingredients we require so that we can get one color or one shade or a certain variant of a certain color. It takes much ingredients and so on and so forth to get the right color. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. Then amongst mankind, وَالدَّوَابِ. And amongst the creatures and the beasts and the animals, وَالْأَنْعَامِ. The cattle, مُخْتَرِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا كَذَلِكَ. There as well you find different color. Humankind, seated here, there are a few of us, we find that there are people with different colors, different complexions. This is in one small location. Around the world, think about the people that Allah has created. Different colors. And you find generally people from one region will have one color. People from a different region will have a different color. This is all the qudrat and the power of Allah. Allah says in the animals, you study the animals, they are different colors. Cattle, you just look at cattle, you look at the cows. Amongst the cows themselves, you find that cows have different colors, different shades of colors. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ. Here too, in the animals and the beasts and the cattle, you find مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ. Here too, you find different colors. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ. Now, after speaking about these colors that Allah has placed in the different creations, and after speaking about previously the difference in darkness and night, and the difference in shade and sunlight, speaking of the difference between the living and the dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهِ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. The ulama are the ones who truly fear Allah. Ulama, those who have full knowledge about the attributes of Allah. Ya al-ulama, al-Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he says, al-ulama, who are true al-ulama? True al-ulama, ulama, the knowledgeable ones. The true ulama is the one who fears Allah in his public life, in his private life, as well as his public life. In his public life, he fears Allah. In his private life also, he fears Allah. There's no difference in his fear of Allah, whether he is in public or whether he is in his private life. Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, said that Ya al-Ulama refers to those who have studied the different attributes of Allah. Not just those who have knowledge of the Arabic language and the sciences of the Arabic language, but they use that and they go beyond that to study the attributes of Allah and study the creations of Allah. Because the context over here, Allah is speaking of His creation. And Allah is speaking of His attributes. Allah is speaking of His qualities. And then Allah says, only the knowledgeable ones will truly develop the khashiyah of Allah, the fear of Allah, humility for Allah, love for Allah. That is only through the study of the attributes of Allah, the creations of Allah, pondering over the different creatures and creations that Allah has brought into existence. Inna Allah Azizun Ghafoor. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. May Allah grant us the understanding.